USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department told a judge that the House Judiciary Committee should not get access to secret grand jury material collected during the special counsel's Russia investigation, even as it weighs whether to pursue impeachment. The response comes nearly 2 months after the committee filed a petition in federal court arguing lawmakers need to obtain the grand jury material in order to determine whether to recommend those articles of impeachment. A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Kahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The White House has now confirmed the death of Osama bin Laden. John Clemens reports.
President Trump issued the statement that Hamza bin Laden, the son of 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden, had been killed. The high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda was killed during a counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. The statement from the White House continued that the loss of Hamza bin Laden not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills, but a symbolic connection to his father. The confirmation by the White House comes 3 days after the 18th anniversary of the terror attacks on America on 9/11.
A Houston police officer was hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot with his own gun in a struggle with a suspect who, along with three others, stole two vehicles and attempted to kill a priest in a crime spree that played out in Houston. The 29-year-old officer was wearing a bulletproof vest when he was shot, but he was struck in the lower abdomen just below the vest. The police chief of Houston, Art Acevedo, said he's hopeful for a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Schaffran of Southern California's Schaffran Real Estate Company had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. This is USA Radio News. A strike against General Motors is now very possible as contracts with the United Auto Workers and Detroit's three largest automakers are about to expire. The union's national agreements with GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler end over the weekend, and the union has picked GM as its target company. That means it's the focus of the bargaining, and if there are any strikes, GM will be the first victim. It's possible that the contracts will be extended or an agreement could be reached, but more likely that 49,200 UAW members could walk out of GM plants as early as this weekend because union and company demands are so far apart. Listen anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.